among many nine people and tree huggers, and those people who lived their prime life in 1960s and 70s, I call them leftover hippies. That's my generation. Among those people, there is a buzzword, peace, right? Peace. And when they say peace, they have this hand sign. They stick out their index finger and middle finger and say, peace, man. Actually, when they say peace, they really don't know what that original sign coming from. The originator of the peace sign, that comes from Sir Winston Churchill, who was a prime minister during the World War II of the Great Britain. This man, short, stubby person with hands in the air, he was telling his followers of the Great Britain, this is for victory, be for victory, not for peace. Okay, not for peace. You don't get to have a victory and a peace by having idle chat and singing kumbaya with your enemies. Right? In my opinion, the real opposite word of peace would be anger. Why anger? Because you cannot have peace, you cannot start the war and fight without the emotional background that comes from anger. Anger has to be involved. The redneck word for anger is a ticked off, right? So if a person gets ticked off, the many facets of emotion can come out of that person, and which the people around him may not have seen before. The Bible deals with this anger extensively, especially in the book of Proverbs. That's what we are going to learn this morning. Some people just fly off the handle and don't care about what might happen to him or her or others. The only thing that matters to them is they are mad. They have to express their emotions somehow, some way. And on the other hand, the people just bottle it up in their mind. And in my opinion, that's far more damaging. They walk away from family, or they even never return to family, and they make enough damage in the future, they regret throughout their lives. We're going to look at this common topic. I believe that it will apply to all of us, because all of us got angry one time or another in our lives, and we will. We're going to look at it from the four different point of view. First one is, why do we get angry? Second one is, when is it right to be angry? Third one is, when is it wrong to be angry? And fourth one is, how do we control this anger? Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name, for you are great and merciful God, who forgive all our sins, who loves the unlovable, who redeems our lives from the destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfy our mouth with good things. Teach us today about how to control our anger, that our lives reflect the beauty and the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we pray for our president, President Obama. We pray for his salvation first, that he may come to know Jesus, not in the lip service, but in true way, that he may become a born-again Christian, and that he will do what is right in your sight. We pray for the senators and the congressmen and the judges in the Supreme Court and all the leaders in this country. They may turn their heart to you. And we pray for our troops around the world, especially those who are in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan. During the holiday season, they miss home, they miss their family. We ask you to protect them. You're willing to bring them back to their families soon. And we pray for our law enforcement personnel and firefighters around this community, Border Patrol, sheriff deputies, and police officers. We're asking you to protect protect them. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 16 of chapter 5 in Galatians, please. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, and dissension, and heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelry, and the like, of which I tell you the beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such a thing will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or you might underline and say right there that patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with their its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Many people, especially the secular psychologists, encourage people to express their anger, no matter what. And some people said, well, those who have anger problems say, well, I am what I am. Take me or leave me. Well, in that case, we'll leave you. See, the Bible teaches us that we born-again Christians should control our anger and strife and wrath. These three, which we know that it is known as outburst of anger. And the bitterness and resentment, in my opinion, as I said before, is actually worse. Because it lasts longer and it keeps persons from inside out. Here are my six reasons why we get angry. First one is that it is natural for us to get angry when we think we are offended. And you are thinking, oh, did you figure it out all by yourself? That is so obvious. Well, hear me please. Does it mean getting angry is wrong no matter what? No, absolutely not. God gets angry. Ephesians chapter 4. So turn to your right. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. This should be a model for us when we get angry. What does it say? Be angry, do not sin. Exactly. Be angry, do not sin. How long can we get angry? Here's the limit. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, don't let the anger eat you alive. Take care of it. Deal with it. Second reason why I see that people get angry is the devil and his cohorts wants to use our own emotion against us. The demonic forces are out there to bring out the worst of us. Bring out the worst of us. Let's go to turn your Bible to the right and pass the Hebrews, and there's James. James chapter 3, please. If you're looking at the concordance, you went too far.
Concordance?
James chapter 3, verse 14. If you have a bitter envy and a self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual. What does it say? Demonic. Exactly. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Even if all the demons in the world entice you to throw a temper tantrum because you are angry, guess what? You still have a choice not to. We will talk about how to control our anger a little later. I'm sure many of you have seen the bumper sticker says, don't get mad, get even. That's okay for the unbelievers, but for believers of Jesus Christ, it's no-no. It's no-no. We are supposed to be different. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Romans 12, 19. It reads, Beloved, do not, what does it say, avenge yourself, but rather give a place to wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. In other words, don't grind axe by, so you can take care of the revenge by yourself. And don't say that God is too busy, so I'm going to take care of myself. Third reason we get angry is that the people who choose not to have a godly wisdom will display outburst of anger or deep bitterness and resentment. Proverbs chapter 11, please. Proverbs chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 12. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but man of understanding holds his peace. Godly wisdom. Those who do not have a godly wisdom will display the anger. Chapter 14, verse 29. 14, 29. He who is slow to wrath has a great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. See, that there is nothing to be proud of having a short fuse, folks. It just shows that a person with a short fuse do not have godly wisdom. Do not pass your blame to your ancestral heritage. Say, well, I'm because Hispanic, or because I'm Irish, old Italian. Who cares? You fly off the handle because you choose to. You can have all three heritage combined, still not fly off the handle. We make our own choice to have outbursts of anger. Fourth reason why I see that people get angry is a person who cannot rule his own spirit become the sitting dog of demonic attack. Chapter 16 of Proverbs. Chapter 16, verse 32. Are you following along? Okay. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Chapter 25, 28. Oh, I love that sound. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down, next to a word, without walls. Some of you may have this kind of tendency that I'm going to talk about. When you get angry, nothing matters. That you throw things around, you slam things, can be a bedroom door, it can be a cabinet door, and you say the things that you would regret to your loved ones later. You even blame God for what is happening and not happening. And then, in the meanwhile, your loved one is trying to hide themselves away from your angry presence. They don't know what to do. And after you settle down, your anger is gone. You are embarrassed. Now you are angry at yourself from losing temper again. Does it remind yourself or does it remind somebody? Why does this happen? Because you do not rule your own spirit. Your protection of the emotional walls are broken down. By allowing your emotional and spiritual wall down, come down, now you are extremely vulnerable from demonic attack. As I said before, you become pretty much sitting duck in anybody's game. Don't let those emotional and spiritual wall down. The fifth reason why I see that the people get angry is that we often allow our jealousy to get the worst of us. Jealousy to get the worst of us. Chapter 27, verse 4. Am I going too fast? No? Yes? No? Don't care? Okay. Chapter 27, verse 4. The wrath is cruel and anger is torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? And then people say, well, Bible says that God is jealous for us. Yes, jealous. He is jealous for us, not of us. The difference, he is jealous for our safety and well-being. What's wrong with, is it wrong to have a jealousy between husband and wife? No, absolutely not. Husband and wife, there's exclusiveness. If somebody get in there, you better have a jealousy. But when it turns into outburst of anger, that's a different story. A lot of times, our jealousy is more like, I didn't get this thing when the other person get it, coming from a selfish gain and selfish motive, ungodly things. That is a sin. You with me? Sixth reason why I find that this is a sin, is people get angry, is we get angry because our pride stir up our emotion. Chapter 13, please. Proverbs chapter 13. By pride comes nothing but what? Strife. But with the well advised is wisdom. This issue runs along with the jealousy. When some of us don't have their way, they get mad and they get angry. So when is right to be angry? When is right to be angry? Whenever I'm angry, that's the right time to be angry, right? Not. Let's look at the first one. It is always right to be angry at the people or things that stands against righteousness of God. We can be angry at even people and the things and the issues that stands against the righteousness of God. Romans 1:18, please. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Turn your Bible to the left in Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, verse 5. Now that Jesus is speaking here, Mark 3, 5. When he had a look around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their heart, that is Pharisee's heart, and he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And as he stretched out, his hands were restored as whole as the other. Let me give you a quick background. Pharisees were mad at Jesus because he's willing to heal the man who has withered the hand. On when? Sabbath. How dare ye to break the tradition? And Jesus said, how dare you for to break God's command for the sake of a tradition? For the sake of God's righteousness, Jesus was angry. There are people who knowingly would do anything to go against God's righteousness. We can get angry at them and their issues and their actions and ungodly hearts. Second thing that we find is that we can get angry is it is right to be angry at issues of the people that harm others for their selfish gain. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, please. Ephesians 4:25. Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are the members of one another. Put away lying. Put away anger. See, the living in this politically correct world, we get to see many wrongs now is considered as right, such as homosexuality is considered as right, and abortion is right. And they said Islam is a peaceful religion. Really? And they say, well, Islam God, God of Islam and God of Christianity are saying that not in my time, not in my watch, his God, their God is not the same God as our God. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the truth bluntly. Our God is one true God, their God is Satan. Another thing that we can get upset, we can get angry, is about those ACLU lawyers. American Civil Liberty Unions, they would protect, they go out of their ways to protect the perverts, child molesters, their right over victims' right. Is that right? No, it's not right. We can get angry for that kind of thing. We need to understand when is it wrong to be angry. Number one, when we are seeking a revenge. When we are seeking a revenge. Romans 12, verse 17. Can you tell I don't get along well with the ACLU people? Romans 12. Repay no one evil for evil. Have a regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it's possible, as much as depends on you, live, underline, triple underline, circle, highlight, next word, peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give a place to rest, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Listen, here I have to make a clear distinction between the revenge and self-defense. Some people will say, well, Bible says, turn the other cheek. So you cannot really defend yourself. For that kind of people, I say, you're a total idiot. You are not supposed to turn the other side of your face when the bad guys try to smack you with a 2x4 or lead pipe. Turning the other side, the other cheek that Jesus mentioned in the gospel is ignoring what? Insult. Not letting your hands down so the other person can attack you. When Al-Qaeda attacked World Trade Center and Pentagon, September 11, 2001. U.S. retaliate. Liberals said, well, we are not supposed to retaliate. We are better people. We are supposed to talk with them. Good example, one of them is actor Richard Gere. Did you hear what he said? He said, we need to educate Al-Qaeda. We can always send them to there and have them talk all he wants. After the Lord tells us these things, horrible things, I'm sorry. I jumped right through that. Our last page. There it is. Second thing is when we don't have a reason. Some people get angry when they don't even have a reason. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30. Proverbs 3, 30. Some of you are thinking, aren't you going awful long? I started late, so it's okay. Besides, I still have a steam, so I can go on for quite a while. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Third thing that it is wrong for us to get angry, When we get angry because others are treated better than us, that runs with jealousy. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 28. Soon as I say Luke chapter 15, some of you are thinking, oh, prodigal son. You are exactly correct. But we are not going to talk about prodigal son, rather prodigal son's elder brother who was bent out of shape because his brother was treated by father well. Let's pick up the verse 28. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out, pleaded with him. So he answered and said to the father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friend. But as soon as this son of yours came who has devoured your livelihood with the harlot, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. We don't need to feel jealousy when other people are doing it and come up with the anger. Fourth thing that it is wrong to be angry is when we are resentful and bitter. When we are resentful and bitter. Chapter 15 of Proverbs, verse 18. A wrathful man stir up strife, but he who is slow to anger allied contention. When a wrathful person gets mad, most of the time, bless you, they don't care about the truth. They are mad, so they want to just go on with a rampage. They just have to let out the anger. So how do we control our anger? Here are three things that insufficient. That means don't do these things. They said, count to 10. Well, for my case, I sometimes have to go on to the couple million. Yeah, count 10 is not enough. I know there's some wisdom to it, but some people, 10 is not enough. That's not the way to deal with anger. Second thing is to take a cold shower. Well, you might have to take a shower until you become a prune. And still hopping mad. Third thing, this is typical. Blaming it to someone else. Blaming it on someone else. Someone else, something, not except yourself. Speaking of blaming game, nowadays there are awful lot in Washington, D.C., don't you think? President Obama and the Democratic control the Congress and Senate says that it's a bad economy we inherited from George W. Bush. So what did they do? They ran up the credit. Within a year, he ran up to almost $2 trillion debt. Let's put it in our term, our family housing and our home finance term. Okay, so you have a $10,000 credit debt, and you're running out of money. You can barely pay the bill. So why don't we do this? We get another credit card, borrow money, and buy a great 56-inch plasma screen for every room, and take a cruise. That will make our lives really good. So you rack up another $20,000 credit debt. Does that make sense to you? That's what they're doing. Yeah. Like that woman in Phoenix said, well, Obama's going to pay my mortgage and car payment. First stimulus bill didn't work, so now they're coming up with a second one. Now, let's take a look at the true way to control our anger. Number one, don't ever, ever try to justify your anger. Don't ever, ever try to justify your anger. You're wasting your time. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I'm pure from my sins. Wow. I would like to meet that person. Chapter 28, verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper. He who covers his sin will not prosper. But whoever, what? Confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. We can find the victory when we admit our wrongs rather than trying to hide them. Remember, the root of anger is pride. Root of anger is pride. When we humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God, and He will take care of the things according to His time, according to His way. 1 Peter 5, 6, please. 1 Peter 5, 6. Are we done yet? No, I'm still going. So. Yeah, I'm just getting warmed up. I have 5 more pages to go. Verse 6, chapter 5. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Second point, that how we can control our anger: be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving. And you're thinking, when I'm mad, I cannot be kind, I cannot be tender-hearted, I cannot be forgiving. Well, that's your nature. That's my nature. But here's what we can do. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as in Christ forgave you. Just as Christ forgave you. After the Lord tells us to take these horrible things out of our lives, and He wants us to fill our lives with godly element that comes from Him. Kindness, tender heart, and forgiveness. Third way to control our anger: speak softly and gently. Did you get it? Speak softly, gently. Proverbs 15:1. We memorize this verse. A soft answer turns away wrath, and harsh words stir up the anger. Listen, while you're angry, you speak harshly and loudly, then the response you get is what? Harsh and loudly. Then the conversation goes on and on and on, and you will not have a good result. Fourth point I'd like to bring it to you to control our anger is learn to overlook transgression against you. Learn to overlook transgression against you. In other words, forgive continuously. This is especially good for a husband and wife. Gals, guys, if you're married, guess what? You're stuck with one another. So might as well get used to it and forgive one another continuously. Chapter 19, verse 11. Ooh, that's a good number. Some of you guys thinking, what? No. Call 45, 1911, hello? The discretion of man makes him slow to anger. His glory is to overlook a transgression. Listen, William Arthur Ward, author of the great fine book, The Thought of the Christian Optimist, says, we are most like a beast when we kill. We are most like man when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. Christians, listen. It is your duty and obligation to forgive one another. As much as God has forgiven you, as much you want to be forgiven by Him. You want to be forgiven by Him? I do a lot, so I have to forgive a lot. Number five, call out the name of Jesus. Start to pray that He may give you His mercy and love for the one who angered you. To do all the things that are going from 1 through 4 that we just list here, we cannot rely on our own willpower because our willpower is like a wax in front of hot stove. We cannot rely on our own inner strength because our inner strength is like a piece of paper in front of a hurricane. Doesn't mean a thing. Matthew 26:41. Don't close your Bible. Matthew 26:41. Soon as you see the last line, you say, oh yeah, I'm going home again. No, you're not. Matthew 26:41. What does it say? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.